special reason, because the nature of the Sedra Chayisa, it lends itself, you know, to a short Ashkaf Shia. In other words, to a discussion of several psukim in Chayisa, rather than the whole Sedra as a unit. And the first pasuk, Vayu Shnei Chayisa Amir Shana, Vesel Shana, Vesheva Shana, Shnei Chayisa, the Medrash Rabbi Pashim, Mumches, and the Al-Chemeni mentions this, Yidei Adishem Yimei Gnunim, V'nachlosom Leilom Tie, that's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Numbav. So, the pasuk emphasizes the days of the Tmimim, and the days of the Tmimim of the righteous people, so that's a life of eternity. Nachlosom Leilom Tie. Kishayim Shehem Tmimim, Kach Shnisem, Shnisem Tmimim. Basesrim Ki Basheva Rinoi. Why does the Torah spell out the 100 years separately, and the 20 years separately, and the 7 years, to tell us that Esrim Ki Basheva Rinoi, Basmeo Ki Basesrim Echet. So the expression Basmeo Ki Basesrim Echet is very simple, because B'din Shamayim, a person is not Nenish until he's 20 years old. B'din Odom, if he's Godel, so he's Nenish. But B'din Shamayim, he's only held responsible for the Aveiras he committed after he was 20. The Rambam mentions it in the Rosh Hashanah's Nerah. So here, the Torah mentions Esrim Shana and Meir Shana to tell us that just as at the age of 20 she was not held responsible, so at the age of 100 she was not held responsible either, because she was sinless. That we understand. But the other expression, Bas Esrim Ki Basheva Rinoi, so why is it Basheva the symbol of Noi? And the Balaturim in his long perush, not in the usual Balaturim, which is just the Kitzah, so he says that there is another Girsi. In other words, Bas Esrim Kibas Meir Lechet, and Bas Meir Kibas Sheva Limoy. And Rabbi Yeshua Kutner has a sefer, a Yeshua Smalti on your day, but then at the end he has his biyurim on the Torah being Surim. So he also accepts that Gersi, and he said that this is the correct Gersi, because true greatness, true spiritual beauty is when Chazal say that Basesrim Ki Basheva Rinoi, or Basmeo Ki Basheva Rinoi, Chazal didn't mean to praise, to emphasize physical beauty. I mean, there are many pagan women who had physical beauty. There is no significance in that, but they meant to emphasize spiritual beauty. So true spiritual beauty consists in greatness that the person is not aware of it. Let's say a beautiful child of 7, no matter how beautiful it is, so the child, the little girl, is not aware of his beauty, of her beauty. So this, what the Torah mentions the Gabishon, and the Torah also says the same thing with Gabinish Rabin, is that when Moshe, after Abel and after Abinishor, forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chetra Abel, so Moshe acquired rings on his head, and so Everybody saw their race, but Moshe himself, he didn't know. Because Moshe honored the God, so Sarah was also humble. The humblest woman in her generation. That's true greatness. Then this Medrash also mentions another point. Yidei Adishem Yimei Tmimi V'nachlosam Lohem Tiyeh Kishem Shehem Tmimi Kach Shnisem Tmimi. Now the Torah says in Bereshis Kibiyim Achocha Mimem Meistamus. The day you partake of the Isadas, you'll die. But Adam lived 930 years after he partook of the Isadas. So why does the Torah say, Bilim Achochon Men Moistamus? The answer is, if Adam had not partaken of the Isadas, then every day of his life would be a day of eternity. But since he partook of the Isadas, so the male, instead of every day that passes by being the day of eternity, it meant that every day that passed out died out from his life. So the Yema Chochon, he lived 930 years, but the truth was that every day was a day died out of his life. I think that Eben Ezra, he mentions Tupshati in that. Ima Chochem Lei Mishtalus Beis Sheteichal Mimeno Tiyo Ben Mobes V'chein V'chomeu B'yim Tzisho V'lachto Ono V'ono Yodea Teida Ki Mishtalus, what Shlomo said Sheina Kabone Shiyomus Miyad B'yim V'ina Kabone Leidia בלבד שיהיה שיומוס, כחי מיידים שיומוס וכלום, אבל כבונו כי בין שייץ ייצא, יחי במשר המלך, הוא יום ניסייסי כאשר ירצה. כאינה עקב המויר על ההפסד אל לידס תנא אמונו כי הבריאו היא בחיוב אבל לידס אנשי אמונו ראינים כאילו מחודש בחיפש ריקה פשוט גם הקים יהיה בלעד כל מיני החיפש וזה מסבור אם כן יהיה מחור חומנו מסתמוס שאוס תהיה במובס לתזכה עם לעד בחפצי והכי לא ישראל נתחיל ראינק I said these are the two pshatim. Das ist immer in Jürgen. Rabbi Schmuel, weiß es kommt nach Pilo, Bebe. Chaba ma schnei Wotim, Zellif nemi, Zellif nemi ze. Wie Chaba ma Beis da Lian Gabov. Wie schlimmer man da ma Zellim, Eilem ze, Heini dich sieg nach Pilo. אל מנדא משני בתים זו לפני זו מה נח פיילה ואיץ דבל ואיץ דבל דבל אמין וון טא וון הוס נקס טו די אדה שקפו לה בזוליס לא יש יש כל דבל ביקוז אותם לחבו לו קבוריה אברון ויסורו יצוק הם דריבקה הם יעקב המלאי סד נורים סייטה נשנס אין ברי ובמאגה בסדור. It's not to be interpreted literally. It is very relevant to today's situation of the Jewish people. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Daf Yud Gimel Zayin. Bitchilo ad shelo b'chidon shel Yisrael. לנוהג ובן כבד, לא מפני כבד, מפני יעקב. ובסייף שרוי בכבדון, נוהג ובכבד. How do we know that? תחסיב עד יובילו עד גיר מאותות. מאותות means thrones, and גיר means a bound. בכבדון יש לי מאותות. Since when is a גיר made out of אותות? אומר הבבויים, למה שיקיפו שום להרים של ינקיף כי גרם זה שמקיפים הייתות הוא דירת שבו בני סוד ובני ישמע ובני כתור תומר כולם מוכנו בו we all came in order to wage war against the Yaakov כיוון שרואו כיסרי של יצים פתור בהרים של יעקב נוטו כולם כסריהם ביטורים בערים של יעקב תומי, שלישו ושישו כסורים ניסנו בערים של יעקב why שלישו ושישו? Last week I mentioned what the Goyim says now there was Leon Pichos because they are Shiva Mumis and they saw on Mitzude to be Makhriv 70 Purim on behalf of the Mitzude so why so So then you have 35 for the Yishmael and 35 for the Esav. But when the Esav are Makri, 35, so then there is always a majority, at least one vote, on behalf of the Yishmael. This is what happened today. I mean, the United Nations took a vote because of the confrontation between the West and the Arab world, but they all condemned Israel. All condemned Israel. So this is what happened there. While they came, they all condemned Israel. So Gemara says, Kibishi Gia Limora Samachtelo, also Esef Komeak. He tried to stop them, the Kfura of Yaakov. Omalehen, Manrei, Kiryas Arba, he Hebrei. After all, Hebrei is called Kiryas Arba. Beyond Rav Yitzhak, Kiryas Arba, Arba Zugesoye. Oda Mechabe, Avron, Visoro, Yitzhak, Rivke, Yaakov, Leia. So Yaakov, you cover Leia, you did. So you have already was Kiryas and the Moros Amachpeh Leia. Now the next one, has to be my kida. Why the Paish did you on the way Zavinti? You sold him the Mora Samach Pele. אמרו, נאי דזבינה בקירושה, פשיטוסה מזרים. It's true that I sold my חלק הבחיר for מזיד הבושים, but החלק הפשוט I never sold. אמרו לי, yes, you sold, so they said to him, the Yaakov said to Esau, you sold to our father Yaakov the Chilek HaPoshit also. Why? Dechsiv b'kivya shekovisim. Kovisim means I dug. But, b'yom Rabbi Yechim, shemshim b'nitzolok, in kiro aloshim mechir. Shachim b'kra ke'ayam, kirim mechiro kiro. Because b'kra ke'ayam, they call מחיר הקיר. אמרו, hopefully God, you had a letter that Yaakov sold, that I sold to Yaakov the חלק הפושט also. אמרו לי, God בערד מצרים. The letter, if you want a confirmation, so that you have to get to מצרים. Uman Ezel, but here they are all ready to be king of Yaakov, and then somebody has to pick up the letter from Mitzrayim, so who'd get it in such a short time? Uman Ezel, who should go? So they said, Ezel Aftol. Aftol, they call him Kayalt because he's easy and quick, light like a gazelle. תחסיב נפתולי היום השלוחו, המייסים עם רשיפה. אמר אבוי אל תקחו עם רשיפה או עם רשיפה. So it was turned over to נפתולי, to get a letter. Now נפתולי was someone who was a good public relations man with a lot of grace and charm. And then today, I mean, who would be נפתולי of today, I mean, ביום נתניהו would be good Naftali, Arendt would be good Naftali, Abi Bani would be the best Naftali today. So, but there was another member of Yaakov's family, Chushim ben Dan, a grandson of Yaakov, and he did not have charm, he did not have grace in the country, he killed me. He was deaf on his ears, and he refused to put on a hearing aid, nothing. Only my high, but he saw there was a commotion, an argument. So he asked, what's going on here? The only come here, hi, I've also not told him how to be fine. In other words, he disturbs us, and he wants us to wait until Naftali will bring the letter of confirmation from Mitzrayim. Omar Yehu, the Abi Osir Naftali, Me'arad Mitzrayim, the Abi Abba Mutu B'Mizoyim, he couldn't stand it. What would be in the meantime? Shoku Kofi Mechai Aresh. So he took an iron bar and he hit Esav over the head. He hit Esav over the head. V'hayne, so Vinofla Karel Yaakov. So Esav's head fell on the knees of Yaakov. Pasrim Yaakov Leine, Yaakov all of a sudden opened up his eyes. Viachich and direct. Vahani Dirsim, Yismach Tzadik Yechozo Mokom, Pono Vyechotz, Bidam Horosh, Beishi Shom Yiskaimo Nibi Oso Shavifro. Dirsim, Lomo Eshkel Gam Shnei Nimecho. ואף על גד במיסוסון לא יביאו מאחד אבוי, כבורוסון מי יביאו מאחד אבוי. This is what happened today. In other words, there is a lot of trouble in Israel, and the Palestinians are throwing stones and heavy boulders, and are trying to push out the Jews from Israel, not just from the Western Berlin, all of Israel. Especially from East Jerusalem. And why from East Jerusalem? East Jerusalem belongs to them. Why do they belong to them? The Christians. All right, they have a certain tiny that is grounded in their faith. But the Muslims, what kind of shaykhs do they have to Yerushalayim? Their prophet Muhammad is in Mecca, and Yerushalayim is just even according to the fundamentalists among the Mohammedans. So it's only the third holiest city. Why is it the third holiest city? Because Muhammad, they say, once had a dream that he was riding on a donkey on the Haram of Hill. So because of that, they have the right to Yerushalayim. More than the Jews and the United Nations voted. And they always have a majority. And even though they have a war between themselves and the Western world, but they still voted. But they have the right to Yerushalayim. So this is what the Pasuk says. ויורס המכפלו, so מי מכפלו שכפו לו בזוגייס? So that's the right, that they have to have the מיורס המכפלו, they have to have all of Eretz Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says that when he tried and Avraham Avinu negotiate with the Mechais for the Kedar, for Sarah, so he said, Geir v'teishav, onechi imachem. I am Geir, and I'm also teishav. Geir baya. Geir means somebody, an alien, who resides, who dwells in a certain place. Teishav more basic. Teishav means he's the owner. In v'tzisem, so it's still an Arabic, but Avraham said, in v'tzisem get. If you want, I'll be again. I'll be like a foreigner. Be in love, but if you don't want to let me stay here, more base, Shekach amal Yaakovish Baruch Hu, Lizaracho, Nisati Yisrael Asadis. So what's the value that Lizaracho Nisati Yisrael Asadis, that you have to give me a keva? So in the Lauk Chimini doesn't mention what the Meshrabba says, ובלבד שתהיו כובשה. When the first settlers in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmidei HaKorah and the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov settled in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't so easy to come to Eretz Yisrael and settle. He had to show unusual, superhuman Meseiras Nefesh. But then the modern Zionists criticized the first settlers, the Yishvayos, they said, what they do for Eretz Yisrael? They came to Eretz Yisrael in order to die in Eretz Yisrael. This is not what Eretz Yisrael needs. Eretz Yisrael needs people who come to Eretz Yisrael to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a good argument, but it's not true. These early settlers who risked getting cholera and malaria and all kinds of sicknesses, if not for their Meseiras Nefesh, they never would have been a Zionist organization. They never would have been the State of Israel. So, in other words, what is the letter of confirmation by the Meseiras? They fed the Yishvayosh. But until the Meseiras will acknowledge that the Jews have a right to Eretz Yisrael, so then, chas v'shalom, there might be another Holocaust. So, it was necessary that there should be some kitzim like Hushim the Dan, who can't wait until the Meseiras will recognize the rights of the Jewish people. This is what is happening today. And why is it so? Why do we have so much trouble? How is it that right now, in all the newspapers in America, I suppose all over the world, the same thing? So they mention on the first page the assassination of Mirkan, and as far as the government is concerned, so the right, in today's New York Times, you can see it, that he was, everybody says, that he led a peaceful and silent life, never hurt anybody. But why did he assassinate all of his own? They're just out of nowhere. He assassinated Meyakani. But on the other hand, Meyakani himself, so he led a life, a turbulent and terroristic life. Throughout his life, they mention everything, that he got smicha in the 50s, he got smicha from the Mir Yeshiva, then he became a rabbi in a certain synagogue in Howard Beach, and that he led the life of a ruffian. I don't want him not to mention the details that they mention about him, and it, I hear that appeared in yesterday's New York Post, the same thing that appears in today's New York Times, And then there's an editorial, a very respectful, dignified editorial in the New York Times, as it befits the New York Times, but they write that that he really deserved the death, but it accomplished the antithesis of what the assassin tried to accomplish. Because now, so his popularity will wax so much in Israel here and in America, because until now he had very few friends and supporters, admirers in Israel and in America, but now he's a martyr, and they consider him as a messiah, and as Meyakani, Melech Yisrael, King of Israel. So it will accomplish just the antithesis. So it's the same thing. Why? Because they don't accept the approach of Avraham Avinu. If you want to live in peace with me, you have to recognize that just as I am a gayer and a teser, I'm a gay, I consider myself as an alien. Gayer than an Ezra, and Kirin Perik on the Prof says, is derived from the word gargir, like a seed of grain that is tossed by all winds. So every human being is basically insecure. Even President Kennedy was a girl. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, some fanatic shot him. Le'enei Hashemesh. The same thing is true of the state of Israel. But if the Minister Elam will recognize the same approach of dehabitation from Yechim Mochem, as the Torah says in Bahar, in explaining the reason for the laws of Shemitah and Yeder, Kigeirim v'sishodim atem mimodi. As a matter of fact, Henry George wanted the United States to incorporate the laws of Shemitah and Yeder into the American Constitution. Of course, it wasn't accepted. So, why? Because the laws of Shemitah and Yeder are based upon the concept that there is no tension in the world. Everybody is there, but everybody has to pursue a modicum of security, to have a piece of land in which he can live happily as a family. As in the Aveide and in Kippur, so we say, it was a remarkable expression, Horsa v'yoldo iko v'reyetze, Chava, the first woman, the first mother of men, So she gave birth to a farmer and to a shepherd. Because if you shuffle through the pages of the history of mankind, you'll find they always said that at the core of every conflict was between the peasant and the shepherd. The peasant likes to be with the people. He feels that there is no meaningful life if he doesn't have his own discipline. The shepherd is a universalist. He doesn't care for a piece of land. If he doesn't have the piece of land on which he stayed for a certain time, so he moves his ship to another place. He is in moment. And we say, so melee, that leads to all kinds of conflict. And when there is cloud here, so then we know that soon there will be rain. But if there is cloud and then the sun comes out, so then you don't have any rain. On the contrary, what you have the rainbow. And this is the symbol of the Rebbeinu Shalom never again destroy mankind. Albert Einstein, together with Greenfeld, wrote a book, The Theory of Relativity. So there, it was written by Greenfeld. He was a Jewish professor of mathematics and physics in Poland, and then he became Albert Einstein's assistant. And in that book, they explain the theory of relativity. So they mention the pasuk in Neach, "Skashti nusati donam," and that will be the symbol and the simon that the Rebbeinu Shalom will never again destroy mankind, because just as the rainbow, which comes when the sun comes out after the clouds appear, so and then you have the spectrum of colors, and this is the most beautiful phenomenon in nature. And we say in the Aveda of Yom Kippurim, "Ki mara hakeshes b'seicha onon mara ken." So here too. So it's only if we accept the concept of that the Torah mentions, then we have that promise. But if we don't accept the concept of then we have no aftochen that the human race is in danger of becoming destroyed. Now then, ועבור ממקנה להם למיחס. אומר רב אלעזר, כמה ג'ויס משתפחס, כמה קורבוסים משתפרים. כדי לכתב מיחס, במיחס עשור הפעמים, ולמתחו שכל מי שמבר מקחה של צדיק, כאילו מקיים עשר הסדיבס. And then the same thing, this is mentioned by Rav Leza. Then Rav Achoye mentions further the same thing. Omar Rav Achoye, by meeting Teben and Mispe with Mali, Yofes Sichoson Shal Abdi Eveis, Mitirosun Shal Boni, Sharei Parshosi Shal Eliezer, Shnayim Ushleish Adapti, Fiyamur. And the Torah discusses every detail in the Shlichas of Eliezer of Avon, the Asheretz Migufi Teiro, the Indomen Mitamei Kipsore Yal Meriba Mikro. Then again, Omer Abachai, Vayusam Lefon of Lechei, Omer Abachai, Yofer Rechitzas Ragle Abdi Ovens, Mitirosan Shalvonim. שיהיו חיצס רגליים צורך לכתוב, והשרץ מגופי תאירו, ואין דומה מיתמי כפסורי, אלא מביא בנו. Now we find the same thing mentioned again in Gemara in Bor Basta that is Zayin. Vadishem Berach has Avron the Keil. So why it mean the Keil? Rab Meir Reina shall erase all the Bas. He didn't have the Lair Avron the Keil. That's why it's Berach has Avron the Keil. Rab Yudeina shall erase all the Bas. So a Keil, just the reverse. Consisted in the fact that he had it up. Achilin bin Baso Yisomei Ubakil Shimon. So the Rabban Chumash says Chas V'Sholem to understand this Maim Chazal Kipshutim. But Bas really means you measure. You measure Bas. So like Dom is a measure and Bas is a measure. So the why was Avraham Avinu's life so meaningful? It had so much content because everything in Avraham's behavior had a measure. Avraham was this personification of chesed, but it wasn't chesed for anybody. It wasn't a measure. When you overdo something, so then it only leads to chaos and to conflict. Freedom is certain, democracy is certainly a sublime approach, but if you overdo it, if it's without the measure, so then it leads to war, to bloodshed. So about Hashem, El Keli Hashemai, actually Daiti Yisir Libriyensov, El Keli Hashemai, V'chidnu Shel Daiti Yisir Libriyensov, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom became El Keli Haaretz. So in other words, Avraham Avinu's greatness consisted in the fact that he was not satisfied with keeping everything for himself. That was the difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu. Noach was a tzaddik, but Noach was satisfied with his own tzidkes. So then, after the Mabul, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's mentioned that Noach was makriv korban, so Vayorach Ad Hashem Yisroach HaNecheyach, I mentioned it last week. So that was the Reach Necheyach. The Reach HaNechiach consisted of the Reach of Avraham Avinu mitichkif shenayish, because Avraham Avinu was the first one to have the courage to stand up against the pagan world. And the Reach of the Deinu Shel Shmat, of the Reach of Hananiah Mishael Vazari. Now one final point. ויבואו יצחוק אליהו סורו ימי. כל היום שהוא יסוסור כיומס, הוא יאון עם כושר על העיר. וכיו משמי סו, פוס הקייסיון. וכיו משבוס ריב כוחו זר איסיון. As long the soul was living, so there was a cloud tied to the tent of Avraham, or the tent of soul. But that wasn't a regular cloud, it was a cloud of glory. V'chim shemeiso posak izom. V'chim shebosrit kochozar izom. Now it's a cloud of glory. So what is the result of the cloud of glory? The sun comes out, and then there is a spectrum of colors. Kol zman shoyzosor kayemes, who is a brocha mishulachas b'yisom. as long as the soul was alive, so there was a blessing in the dough. What does it mean? That means material life. But material life is significant not in what you accumulate, but in what you save. So the chivin she means a soul of possible is a boch. The chivin she boso rifko choslo is a boch. Kol's man show is a soul of kayemes, who is a dunis is a psuch is a boch. There was a chmiz a soul of him, everybody was able to come in and eat and stay there and sleep there. So every lonely person had a home. V'chivin she'mise sora posko yiso rivocha. V'chivin she'boso rivko chozro yiso rivocha. And then the final point. Kolz man shoy yiso sora kayemes. Holo nea dolkun l'shabes l'il shabes. So sora when she is not lekes, the nea shal shabes, so it shed light not only for shabes, but for the whole week. Because this is the purpose of Hadlakas Neiros on Shabbos. We say, Mizmor Shir Yima Shabbos, Yim Shikuni Shabbos, Much Lechayram. And Chazal say, Yimoru Shomro Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, Miyad Nivon. If the Israelites had only observed two Shabbos, now the question arises. Now, unfortunately, Jews don't observe one Shabbos. But throughout the centuries, the millennia, Jews have observed all the Shabbos of the year. So how can Chazal say, "You know, in Shomru Yisrael, Shtei Shabbos, Miyad Horim Gon"? The answer is, there are two Shabbos. One Shabbos is the Shabbos of the Yom Hashvi. But then the purpose of Shabbos is not the Dikdushe, should be limited to the Yom Shabbos. The purpose of Shabbos is that it should bestow Kedusha upon the other days of the year. Vayvorach Hashem Elokim Yom Hashvi'i V'Kasher. So that's Broche. What is Din Broche? When Broche is mentioned in connection with human being, we understand. But how is it shayach to say Broche in regard to an intangible thing like time? The answer is, Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, Shabbos is two aspects. Yimucho Kedusha, so it is not to be limited just to the Shabbos day, but it has to spread out to the other days of the week. So that is the Mizmer Shir Yim Shabbos, Yim Shikuli Shabbos, Umucho Lechai Yom. So when Sora was alive, when she lived the near Shabbos, so that was daily to the Shabbos, little Shabbos. It spread out for the whole week. Kim Shemim Soso Posak, Vichim Shemboso Rivko, Chozareis Yaneya, Vichim Sheroa Yitzchok, Shehoiso Enso Kimasi Nimei, so Miyad Bayibel Yitzchok, Oyelo Sorim.